Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, May 5th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Investor News Breaks. McEwen Mining Inc., MVEX, MOEX. Partner Goliath advances underground access at Gold Digger Project. McEwen Mining partner Goliath Resources Ltd. has engaged JDS Energy and Mining Inc. to evaluate the development of an underground exploration adit at its 100% owned Gold Digger property in British Columbia's Golden Triangle. The proposed adit would access the Bonanza Zone, an area of high-grade, gently dipping gold mineralization, enabling more efficient year-round underground drilling, geological confirmation, and potential bulk sampling. Notably, drill hole GD24-260 returned 34.52 grams per ton AEQ over 39 meters, including intervals of over 130 grams per ton AUEQ. Zinc and lead surplus grows as economic uncertainty clouds outlook. The oversupply of lead has entered its third straight year, while zinc is experiencing its first year of oversupply. These two metals, often called sister metals, are predicted to be oversupplied this year. Market fundamentals will determine how far zinc and lead bears intensify their sentiment. For mining industry players like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd., with interests in zinc, copper, and gold, the outlook remains uncertain. To stay updated on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd., visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Zinc and lead surplus grows as economic uncertainty clouds outlook. The oversupply of lead has entered its third straight year, while zinc is experiencing its first year of oversupply. These two metals, often called sister metals, are predicted to be oversupplied this year. Market fundamentals will determine how far zinc and lead bears intensify their sentiment. For mining industry players like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd., with interests in zinc, copper, and gold, the outlook remains uncertain. Stay updated on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. news at the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit Rocks and Stocks website.
UGI scheduled to begin system upgrades in Lancaster City this week. UGI Utilities Inc. is set to begin a gas main replacement project in Lancaster City on May 7, 2025. The project, focused around Penn Medicine Lancaster General Hospital and Musser Park, aims to enhance safety and reliability. Some homes and businesses along the route will have the opportunity to convert to natural gas. The work is expected to be completed by September, impacting travel on several streets in the area. Construction will take place Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m., leading to road closures, detours, and traffic delays. UGI advises residents to expect interruptions to natural gas service, requiring access to properties for inspection and equipment relighting. Weather and working conditions may affect the completion date, with final paving and restoration occurring later. Those interested in converting to natural gas can contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. Mining News Breaks. Energy Fuels Inc. NYSE American UU, TSX EFR, hits record uranium production, reports high-grade drill results at Pinyon Plain. Energy Fuels Inc., listed on NYSE American as UU and on TSX as EFR, achieved record uranium production at its Pinyon Plain mine in April, extracting 4,604 tons of ore with 151,400 pounds of uranium at an average grade of 1.64% EU3 WUR. Drill results from the Juniper Zone revealed intercepts as high as 20.11% EU ore. CEO Mark Chalmers anticipates increased reserves, lower costs, and positioning Pinyon Plain as a top U.S. uranium mine in the future. Rock Breaks, ES Gold Corp, OTCQB ESAUF, appoints mining executive Peter Espig to board as Montauban Project nears production. ES Gold Corp has appointed mining executive Peter Espig to its board of directors as the Montauban Project in Quebec nears production. Espig, with experience in capital markets and mining operations, will help ES Gold with production readiness, economic reassessment, and exploration at Montauban. ES Gold is focused on clean mining and exploration innovation, advancing projects toward production and feasibility in Quebec. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For SMS alerts from Rocks and Stocks, text ROCKS to 888-902-4192. Visit rocksandstocks.news for more information. IEA chief says the imminent copper deficit is a threat to energy transition. The imminent copper deficit poses a threat to the energy transition as more countries shift to renewable sources like wind and solar. Critical metals like copper, cobalt, nickel, and lithium are essential for infrastructure like solar panels and electric cars. Companies like Aston Bay Holdings Limited are making progress in this transition. Investors can find updates on Aston Bay Holdings Limited in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire, a specialized communications platform, offers access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies in the global mining and resources sectors. For more information, visit Mining Newswire's website. Nikola Mining Inc., TS.VNIM, OTCQB, is one to watch. Nikola Mining Inc., listed on the TS.V as NIM and on the OTCQB as HUSIF, is making waves in the mining industry. With 100% ownership of the new Craigmont project in British Columbia, strategically positioned near Canada's largest copper mine, the company is poised for success. Nikola Mining also operates the only permitted mill in British Columbia capable of processing gold and silver ore, generating immediate revenue. With a diverse revenue stream including commercial milling operations, gold concentrate sales, and active aggregate production, Nikola Mining is reducing reliance on capital raises. Led by a proven leadership team, Nikola Mining is focused on monetizing high-grade mineral assets while minimizing equity dilution. For more information on Nikola Mining, visit their newsroom. From powering spacecraft to showing off its manufacturing might, Ascent Solar is making its name in space tech. Ascent Solar Technologies, known for its lightweight, flexible CGS thin-film photovoltaic solutions, showcased its manufacturing might at the recent Space Symposium. The company's technology, used by NASA and DARPA, enables spacecraft to go further and stay powered longer. Ascent received additional orders for its beamed power-optimized modules, highlighting the growing interest in space-based solar power. With a focus on space industry partnerships and domestic manufacturing, Ascent is well positioned to capitalize on the projected $6.8 billion solar space market by 2040. CEO Paul Worley emphasizes the company's commitment to meeting the demand for sustainable energy solutions in space.
Geopulse Exploration Inc. completes acquisition of ATC Services. Geopulse Exploration Inc. has completed the acquisition of ATC Services, a company based in the Permian Basin of Texas that specializes in oil and gas construction, maintenance, and fabrication services. This acquisition will add approximately $12 million in annual revenue to Geopulse. As part of the agreement, two members of ATC will join Geopulse's board of directors. The management teams of both companies see significant growth opportunities in the Texas market. Geopulse is excited about the future and is set to open its new headquarters in Big Spring, TX in June 2025.
UGI, scheduled to begin additional system upgrades in Allentown. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin a system upgrade project in Allentown starting tomorrow. The gas main replacements are part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service. Some homes and businesses along the project route will have the opportunity to convert to natural gas. The first project is expected to be completed by late July, impacting travel on streets like East Elm Street and South Bradford Street. A second project, starting on May 5th, will impact streets like Lehigh Street and Keck Street, expected to be completed by mid-September. Construction will take place Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m., with road closures, detours, and traffic delays expected. UGI encourages those interested in converting to natural gas to contact them for more information. Investor news breaks. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., PLPTM, CEO spotlights Waterberg Project on Mining Newswire podcast. Platinum Group Metals PLG, CEO Frank R. Hallam discusses the Waterberg Project on the Mining Newswire podcast, emphasizing its shallow depth and thickness for safer, cost-efficient mining. Unlike traditional operations, Waterberg allows for decline access and heavy machinery. Hallam also touches on Lion Battery Technologies, a joint venture exploring platinum and palladium applications in lithium batteries. Platinum Group Metals operates the Waterberg Project, a bulk underground palladium and platinum deposit in South Africa, discovered in 2011. For more information, visit wplatingroupmetals.net.
Quantumzyme responds to OTC Markets, caveat emptor designation, and denounces unauthorized promotion activity. Quantumzyme Corp. responds to OTC Markets caveat emptor designation and denounces unauthorized promotion activity. The company is in contact with OTC Markets Group to address concerns leading to the designation. Quantumzyme has retained legal counsel and denies any involvement with unauthorized promotional SMS text messages. CEO Naveen Kulkarni emphasizes the company's commitment to regulatory compliance and market integrity. Quantumzyme is focused on executing its business strategy and delivering long-term value to shareholders. For more information, visit quantumzymecorp.com.
Gold and Gemstone Mining, Inc. highlights year-end 2024 business sectors to show significant growth in 2025. Gold and Gemstone Mining, Inc. highlights their recreational services unit and cargo boat business unit, projecting 8.75% and 8.5% growth in 2025, respectively. The 2024 annual report shows revenue at $11,400,000, with assets and equity increasing over the prior year. Indonesia aims to welcome 16 million international visitors in 2025, an 8.75% increase. The commercial construction industry in Indonesia is projected to grow at a CAGR rate of 8.05%, reaching $49.31 billion by 2030. President Todd Noble sees great potential for growth in both sectors, with the company strategically positioned to benefit from the expanding market. Gold and Gemstone Mining, Inc. focuses on acquiring and managing properties, assets, and charter boat services globally, aiming to build a successful action sports business that benefits shareholders and coastal regions worldwide.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Alliance Resource Partners LP, now LP 2025 Q1. Stonegate Capital Partners updated coverage on Alliance Resource Partners LP. ARLP reported a resilient 1Q25, with total revenues decreasing by 17.1% year-over-year to $540.5 million. Net income for the quarter was $74.2 million, down from $158.1 million in 1Q24. Despite near-term pricing pressures, ARLP updated its FY25 guidance, expecting higher domestic sales volumes and operational cost efficiencies to sustain margins comparable to FY24. Coal sales volumes decreased by 10.4%, with coal sales revenue at $468.5 million. ARLP ended 1Q25 with $514.3 million in total liquidity and maintained a quarterly cash distribution of 70 cents per unit. Stonegate values ARLP using an EV/EBITDA framework, resulting in a valuation range of 29.40 to 32.12. ES Gold Corp. CQBUF explores government support as Montauban project advances toward production. ES Gold Corp. is actively seeking government support for its Montauban project in Quebec, aiming to secure non-dilutive funding for sustainable mining practices. The company plans to create new jobs and invest in clean technology. With gold and silver production expected later this year, ES Gold is exploring funding partnerships with Canadian and Quebec governments to advance its operations. The Montauban project, covering 265 mining claims, is fully permitted for construction, with plans to scale up to a 1,000-ton commercial facility. Investors can track ES Gold's progress as it moves closer to production at the Montauban project. Dr. Doug Milburn of Protocase and Protospace MFG to speak at Canadian Space Launch Conference. Dr. Doug Milburn, co-founder and chairman of Protocase and Protospace MFG, will be a featured speaker at the Canadian Space Launch Conference. He will deliver a lightning talk on Canada's aerospace manufacturing advantage at 2 p.m., emphasizing the need for Canada to establish its own space launch capabilities. The conference aims to address Canada's lack of sovereign access to space and the growing global space economy. Dr. Milburn highlights the importance of taking immediate action to secure Canada's place in the space industry. The conference, organized by NordSpace, will feature keynotes, panels, lightning talks, and updates on launch vehicle development. Sponsored by industry leaders, the event is a crucial step towards achieving Canadian space sovereignty and becoming a leader in the new space economy. Investor news breaks: Gmining Ventures Corp., GMIN, GMINF, announces feasibility study results for Oko West Gold Project. Gmining Ventures Corp., GMINF, revealed the results of its feasibility study for the Oko West Gold Project in Guyana, showing a production of 4.3 million gold ounces over 12.3 years. With an average annual production of 350,000 ounces at an AISC of $123 per ounce, the project boasts an after-tax NPV of $2.2 billion and a 27% after-tax IRR. Final permits are expected in Q2 2025, with a construction decision targeted for H2 2025. Gmining Ventures Corp. is focused on acquiring, exploring, and developing precious metal projects, positioning itself as a mid-tier precious metals producer with access to capital and development expertise.
Texas Mineral Resources Chairman Anthony Marchese, invited to participate in a virtual critical minerals conference presented by Maxim Group on Tuesday, May 6th at 12:30 p.m. EST. Texas Mineral Resources Chairman Anthony Marchese has been invited to participate in a virtual critical minerals conference presented by Maxim Group, LLC, on Tuesday, May 6, 2025, at 12:30 p.m. EST. The conference will feature companies focused on developing critical minerals projects, with 18 other publicly traded companies participating. Maxim Group, LLC, is a full-service investment banking, securities, and wealth management firm headquartered in New York. Texas Mineral Resources Corp.'s primary focus is on developing the Round Top Heavy Rare Earth Project in Texas. For more information, visit MaximGRP.com.
South Fork Instruments announces new distribution agreement with Italy-based IT Photonics. South Fork Instruments has announced a new distribution agreement with Italy-based IT Photonics, a company specializing in spectrophotometric solutions, electronic design, and software development. This partnership will expand South Fork Instruments' product portfolio to include IT Photonics' Polispec line of multifunction spectrophotometers, offering advanced analytical capabilities to industrial, agricultural, and chemical sectors across the Americas. John Daly, technical director at South Fork Instruments, stated that this collaboration aligns with their mission to provide innovative measurement solutions. IT Photonics' Polispec instruments feature versatile, multi-sectoral approaches to spectrophotometric applications, enabling both quantitative and qualitative measurements. South Fork Instruments customers will benefit from preset calibration curves, customized applications, and support from specialized technical staff to create tailored solutions. The IT Photonics product line is now available through South Fork Instruments, providing cutting-edge software systems optimized for portable field use and industrial plant integration.
Brazil Potash Corp., NYS American, appoints Marcelo Lessa to advisory board. Brazil Potash Corp., New American, Brio, has appointed Marcelo Lessa to its advisory board. With over 30 years of agriculture finance and investment expertise, including 16 years at the IFC World Bank,
LESA will support Brazil Potash's construction financing strategy for its Autazes project. His experience in securing funding for major agricultural and infrastructure projects is expected to play a key role in advancing the development of the company's critical mineral potash asset. Brazil Potash aims to supply sustainable fertilizers to one of the world's largest agricultural exporters, reducing the country's reliance on potash imports and mitigating approximately 1.4 million tons per year of GHG emissions. For more information, visit BrazilPotash.com.
Nephros launches new S100 inline microfilter. Nephros Inc. has launched the S100 inline filter, expanding their infection control portfolio with enhanced installation flexibility. This new model supports bacterial remediation in various settings, including emergency eyewash stations and dental equipment. With a 0.1 micron pore size and FDA clearance, it offers increased flow rate, 90-day filter life, and meets ASTM F838 standards. President and CEO Robert Banks stated that this addition bridges the gap between microfiltration and ultrafiltration product lines, providing tailored water safety solutions. The S100 inline filter is available in quick connect and threaded configurations with compatible installation kits for easy integration. For more information about Nephros and their filtration products, visit nephros.com.
QuantumZyme highlights benefits and commercialization opportunities of pending breakthrough green chemistry patent. QuantumZyme Corp. highlights the benefits and commercialization opportunities of its pending breakthrough green chemistry patent for sustainable ibuprofen production. The innovative enzymatic process reduces hazardous waste, lowers carbon footprint, and simplifies manufacturing, leading to cost savings for pharmaceutical companies. By securing a competitive position in the sustainable API sector, QuantumZyme plans to offer licensing opportunities to major pharmaceutical manufacturers, partnerships for co-development of green production lines, and expansion into NSAID manufacturing. Leveraging computational enzyme design and protein structure prediction, QuantumZyme aims to set new standards for sustainable pharmaceutical production. Sino-biological issues formal statement regarding current global tariff discussions. Sino-Biological Inc. has issued a statement reaffirming their commitment to uninterrupted service and supply amidst global trade discussions. The company has invested in a North American infrastructure, including the Center for Bioprocessing in Houston, Texas, and the acquisition of Signal Chem Biotech in Vancouver, Canada. With over 90% of their inventory stocked in Pennsylvania, Sino-Biological is prepared to meet product and service needs without disruption. They encourage utilizing their production sites in the U.S. and Canada for strategic sourcing and partnerships. For more information, visit sinobiological.com.
New Age Industries, Inc. commits to set science-based greenhouse gas emission reduction targets. New Age Industries, Inc., parent company of Advantivanta Pure and New Age Performance Products, has committed to setting greenhouse gas emission reductions aligned with the Science-Based Targets Initiative. Over the next 2 years, New Age will establish near and long-term company-wide emission reduction targets, including achieving net zero value chain emissions. This commitment covers Scope 1, 2, and 3 GHG emissions and builds upon their existing accomplishment of net zero Scope 2 market-based emissions. CEO Mary Marcus stated, "At New Age, we aim to lead in sustainability. The company will submit its targets to the SBTi for validation within the required timeframe. The SBTi, a collaboration between CDP, UN Global Compact, WRI, and WWF, promotes best practices in science-based target setting and assesses companies' targets."
Cord Fire Protection announces new headquarters in Studio City. Cord Fire Protection, a leading provider of fire safety services in Southern California, has announced the relocation and expansion of its corporate headquarters to a new state-of-the-art facility in Studio City. The move will bring together teams from previous locations, enhancing operational efficiency and responsiveness. The new headquarters will offer increased space, modern infrastructure, and improved accessibility, allowing Cord Fire Protection to better serve residential and commercial clients across the region. This strategic move reflects the company's commitment to safety, reliability,
and innovation. Cord Fire Protection will begin operations at the new Studio City location this summer, positioning them to continue leading the industry in fire protection services. UGI set to begin upgrades in Hazleton next week. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin system upgrades in Hazleton on April 28, 2025. The gas main replacement project is part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service. Some homes and businesses along the project route will have the opportunity to convert to natural gas. The work is expected to be completed by late May and will impact travel on specific streets. Construction will take place Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with road closures, detours, and traffic delays. Parking may be restricted, and there will be interruptions to natural gas service. Weather and working conditions may affect the completion date. UGI encourages those interested in converting to natural gas to contact them for more information. Mining news breaks: Platinum Group Metals Ltd's NYS American PTM Waterberg project poised to fuel modern tech with critical PGMs. Platinum Group Metals, listed on NYS American as TSX as PTM, is strategically positioning itself in the PGM sector. PGMs play critical roles in catalytic converters, fuel cells, electronics, and more. The Waterberg project in South Africa focuses on palladium, platinum, rhodium, and gold, with the potential for high-margin operations. This project is expected to meet the growing global demand for PGMs. Platinum Group Metals operates the Waterberg project in partnership with Implats, Monombo, and HJM. For more information, visit platinumgroupmetals.net. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit www.miningnewswire.com.
Barrick Gold divests its Donlin Gold stake. Barrick Gold Corporation has decided to sell its 50% stake in the Donlin Gold project for $1 billion in cash to affiliates of Nova Gold Resources, Inc. and Paulson Advisors, LLC. The project, located in southwest Alaska, holds around 39 million ounces of gold and is considered one of the largest undeveloped open-pit gold deposits. This move reflects a trend of gold-rich properties changing hands, impacting companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. NYS American PLG TLTA PTM. For more information on mining and resources news, visit miningnewswire.com.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation provides funds for additional development and mineral analysis at its Jamaican Critical Mineral Investment. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has provided additional capital for the development of TR Mining and Equipment Ltd.'s operating permit for its vanadium, titanium, magnetite, and iron ore mine in Jamaica. The company receives a 10.0% royalty on all minerals sold from the permit, covering an area of 25 square kilometers. They are also investing in additional sampling and analysis to identify other rare earth elements or critical minerals within the deposit. CEO Tom Sov believes the property holds economic potential beyond the proven reserves, with plans to test for other valuable elements. The focus is on extracting and selling high-value products like titanium dioxide, vanadium ore, and iron ore. Royalty Management Holding Corporation aims to benefit shareholders and communities by acquiring and developing high-value assets in various market environments.
3DX Industries, Inc. expands government contracting initiatives with new submissions to U.S. Navy and active pursuit of multiple federal RFPs. 3DX Industries, Inc., a leading manufacturer specializing in additive and subtractive manufacturing, has expanded its government contracting division by submitting capabilities statements and corporate profiles to the U.S. Navy for two official opportunities. Additionally, the company is actively pursuing three more requests for proposals, RFPs, in May to further strengthen its government procurement pipeline. Nicholas Coriano, Vice President of 3DX Industries, expressed the company's commitment to becoming a serious federal supplier, leveraging its expertise in high-precision components through advanced manufacturing methods. CEO Roger Jansen emphasized that precision, reliability, and speed are the company's strengths, aligning well with government agencies' demands. By investing resources in government contract research and outreach, 3DX Industries aims to establish a long-term presence in the government contracting space.
FastGuard Service launches premier firewatch services across Ohio. FastGuard Service, the nation's leading provider of on-demand security guard staffing, has expanded its certified firewatch services across Ohio. Businesses, construction sites, and property managers can now rely on 24/7 rapid response firewatch guards who meet state and local compliance requirements. Firewatch is necessary during fire alarm system impairments, hot work, welding, or when sprinkler systems are offline. FastGuard Service ensures businesses remain safe and open by providing trained guards within hours of the request. Each guard is trained to document patrols, report hazards, and respond to fire department protocols. For statewide coverage, flat rate pricing, and rapid response times, contact FastGuard Service Ohio at 844-254-8273.
U.S. silicon metal producers file petitions to stop unfairly traded imports from Angola, Australia, Laos, Norway, and Thailand. Ferroglobe USA Inc. and Mississippi Silicon LLC have filed petitions with the U.S. Department of Commerce and U.S. International Trade Commission to investigate unfairly traded silicon metal imports from Angola, Australia, Laos, Norway, and Thailand. These imports are causing harm to the U.S. industry, critical for national security products. Dumping margins of up to 337.84% are alleged, along with subsidies. The petitions seek special duties on these imports. Ferroglobe's CEO Marco Levy stated that fair competition is crucial for domestic production. Mississippi Silicon CEO Eddie Bordwine emphasized the importance of enforcing trade laws to protect American manufacturing. The investigations are set to begin by May 14, 2025, with a preliminary ITC determination expected by June 9, 2025.
U.S. silicon metal producers file petitions to stop unfairly traded imports from Angola, Australia, Laos, Norway, and Thailand. Ferroglobe USA Inc. and Mississippi Silicon LLC have filed petitions with the U.S. Department of Commerce and U.S. International Trade Commission to investigate unfairly traded silicon metal imports from Angola, Australia, Laos, Norway, and Thailand. The petitions allege dumping margins of up to 337.84% and detail extensive injury to the U.S. industry. The next steps include Commerce's investigations by May 14, 2025, and a preliminary ITC determination by June 9, 2025. Ferroglobe and Mississippi Silicon are leading American silicon metal producers seeking relief from unfair trade practices that have harmed domestic production and workers. For more information, visit Ferroglobe's website at ferroglobe.com and Mississippi Silicon's website at missilicon.com. Investor News Breaks: Masimo Group, NASDAQ aligns strategy to drive long-term growth. Masimo Group, NASDAQ MMO, is strengthening its market position through strategic retail partnerships and a commitment to quality and innovation. By participating in key industry events such as the Rural King Vendor Summit and the Tractor Supply Company and PetSense annual supplier meeting, Masimo gains insights into customer needs and market trends. CEO David Shawn emphasizes the company's dedication to serving consumers who value reliable, high-performance products. In addition to expanding its reach through retail collaborations and a new online sales platform, Masimo has relocated its MVR golf cart production to its Texas facility to enhance operational efficiency. These efforts support the company's proactive approach to market expansion and strategic growth.
Investor News Breaks: Masimo Group, NASDAQ MMO, aligns strategy to drive long-term growth. Masimo Group, NASDAQ MMO, a manufacturer of power sports vehicles, is strengthening its market position through strategic retail partnerships and a focus on quality and innovation. By participating in key industry events like the Rural King Vendor Summit and the Tractor Supply Company annual supplier meeting, Masimo gains insights into customer needs and market trends. CEO David Shawn emphasizes the company's commitment to serving consumers who value reliable, high-performance products. In addition to expanding its reach through retail collaborations and a new online sales platform, Masimo has relocated its MVR golf cart production to its Texas facility to enhance operational efficiency. These efforts support the company's proactive approach to market expansion and strategic growth.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp. OTCQBUF confirms major untested VMS target at Montabon following VDM data review. ES Gold Corp. has confirmed a major untested VMS target at Montabon following a review of VTM data. The high conductivity anomaly in the southwest portion of the project remains undrilled and is a high priority target due to its strong conductive and magnetic signature. ES Gold is finalizing a 3D geological model, integrating data to guide future drilling. The company's focus on sustainable resource recovery and exploration positions it as a leader in clean mining practices. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided URL. Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp. OTCQB ESAUF confirms major untested VMS target at Montabon. Following VTEAM data review, ES Gold Corp. has identified a large-scale high-conductivity geophysical anomaly in the southwestern portion of its Montabon project following an internal review of its 2015 VTEAM survey and historical drill data. This zone, now fully enclosed within ES Gold's expanded 255 claim package, totaling 13,116 hectares, remains undrilled and is considered a high priority target due to its strong conductive and magnetic signature, typical of buried sulfide-rich VMS environments. The company is finalizing the first ever 3D geological model of the project, integrating VTEM and TMI data, over 950 historical drill holes, and upcoming ANT survey results to guide future drilling. While ES Gold advances toward near-term production through tailings reprocessing, the southwest-southwest anomaly marks a strategic shift toward unlocking district-scale discovery potential.
Mining news breaks. Standard Lithium Limited, NYS American SLI, JV gains unanimous approval for Reynolds Brine Unit in Arkansas. Standard Lithium Lilly, in partnership with Equinor, has received unanimous approval from the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission for the Reynolds Unit in Phase 1 of the Southwest Arkansas Project. This 20,854-acre brine unit is projected to produce 22,500 tons of battery-quality lithium carbonate annually, with commercial production set for 2028. The approval is a significant regulatory milestone as the joint venture moves closer to a final investment decision and royalty rate determination in May. Standard Lithium is a leading lithium development company focused on sustainable projects in the U.S., prioritizing high-quality resources and streamlined permitting processes.
Rock breaks. Canada One Mining Corp., OTSCMO MCF, the 31, to advance exploration at flagship Copper Dome project. Canada One Mining Corp., listed on the TSX.V as CONE, OTC as COF, and FSC as AU31, has received a 5-year exploration drilling permit for its Copper Dome project in British Columbia. CEO Peter Berdusco plans to explore the newly identified boundary zone in 2025. The project has shown promising results with copper and gold intercepts. Canada One focuses on creating growth and value for investors while meeting the global demand for critical metals. For more information, visit www.canadaonemining.com.
Rock breaks. Canada One Mining Corp. Co. OTC COMCF AAU31 to advance exploration at flagship Copper Dome project. Canada One Mining Corp., listed on the TSX.V as CONE, OTC as COMCF, and FSE as AU31, has obtained a 5-year exploration drilling permit for its Copper Dome project in British Columbia. CEO Peter Berdusco plans to explore the newly discovered boundary zone in the 2025 field season following positive results from historical drilling. The project aims to identify specific targets using geological, geochemical, and geophysical data. Copper Dome is located near Hudbay Minerals' Copper Mountain Mine deposits, positioning Canada One to meet the global demand for critical metals.
Platinum Group Metals Limited, NY American PLG, TM, advances Waterberg project as global demand for PGMs continues to rise. Platinum Group Metals Limited, listed on NYSE American as PLG and TSX as PTM, is making significant strides in advancing its Waterberg project, a large-scale platinum group metals mine in South Africa. The project is expected to be one of the largest and lowest-cost underground PGM mines globally. In September 2024, an independent definitive feasibility study confirmed its world-class potential. The Waterberg project is designed for the extraction of platinum, palladium, rhodium, and gold, with additional byproduct production of copper and nickel. The platinum group metals have a rich history and play a crucial role in various modern applications. For more information, investors can visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Platinum Group Metals Ltd.'s American PLGPTM advances Waterberg project as global demand for PGMs continues to rise. Platinum Group Metals Ltd. listed on NYSE American as PLG and on TSX as PTM is advancing its Waterberg project in response to the rising global demand for platinum group metals, PGMs. The Waterberg project is set to become one of the largest and most cost-effective underground PGM mines worldwide. A recent independent definitive feasibility study confirmed its world-class potential. Platinum Group Metals is a leading exploration and development company focusing on the extraction of platinum, palladium, rhodium, and gold, with additional production of copper and nickel. The rich history and crucial role of PGMs in modern applications make this project a significant development in the mining industry.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.